NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Thursday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking ass, Emma.
Morning.
Sup, man?
Oh, yesterday I went to that Island Park chiropractic place I've told you about. Got a massage. It was fantastic. It was amazing. Ask for Amy. You should go down there, dude. You should get a massage.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that would help you out a lot.
So then I could walk around here looking dead. You've got no energy in your soul whatsoever right now. I see a awake person, but like I feel like you're still in bed, if that makes sense.
I am, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and I just feel so good. I stayed up a little bit too late, that's for sure. I had a hard time waking up this morning, but yeah, it certainly relaxes me, and that's a nice feeling to just not be on edge, you know? Kind of helps me throughout the week as well, which I've noticed. I always thought I'm not gonna spend money on myself and go get a massage. That seems like you're pampering yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's beneficial in a lot of different ways, so it's good for, like, anxiety and stress and stuff like that.
Word.
I think that might feel good for you. And then I washed my Jeep, hung with my dog.
You mowed your dog?
Hung out with my dog.
Oh, I was about to say, that's an awfully weird thing to mow. How's Butch feel about that?
Lay down, Butch. Hold still.
Wouldn't let me just use some clippers, so I've got the mower. You play nice? This will be easy. You don't play nice, yeah. I'll get the weed whacker next.
Well, here's
haircut
the thing.
Time.
He won't leave. He's kind of a psycho like that. He comes and attacks anything that makes noise, even the weed whacker.
Other dogs are timid around that type of stuff, and Butch is trying to attack it.
Right. I thought, you know, like the lawnmower and also the weed eater for sure would kind of deter him from trying to bite it, like the freaking vacuum cleaner. But nope, he's all in, apparently, with everything. But I am tired, but I feel good. Good to see you.
Yeah, man. We got football back on tonight, so that's the plan for this evening. Nothing but myself and television. Can't wait to see all the games that go down today. There's five of them. Probably end up having to hop around back and forth to try to... I don't know if the NFL Network's going to do cutaways, you know what I mean? Sort of like a red zone type of experience. I don't know exactly how that'll play out.
That reminds me, I signed up for red zone yesterday. So after preseason, I get the red zone football parties at my house.
Yeah, man. Red zone is a great tool to utilize during the NFL season.
Who's calling us?
I don't know. NRQ, who's this?
Hey, it's Kyle.
What's happening, man?
Oh, Kyle.
Hey,
what's
man.
Up?
So you guys broke my heart last night. I was literally sitting by the phone the entire time getting ready to dial. Get those Warped Tour tickets, and then all of a sudden, right as I call, I get hung up on. It's like, oh, you're the third caller.
So I was
ready to be the first one, and
well, we appreciate you wanting to be the first, Kyle.
Kyle, we were ready for you to be the first one,
but you got to be the third one.
You guys want me to win so bad, I know.
Do you guys
have any opportunities today, or what?
We will. We've got an opportunity today and tomorrow for Warped Tour tickets.
All right, well, I might be in another service, but I'm going to try my best. So
I feel good about it, Kyle. Right. You can do it.
All right.
Look, Kyle, I know if you're not first, you're last, but in this case, if you're third, you're first.
There it is.
I mean, I'll be third, no doubt.
All right, man. Right. Good luck to you, Kyle. Take care, man. If he ain't first, you're last. He's like, what the hell does that even mean? What do you mean, what does that mean? I lived my whole life by that.
It's 6:18, Rock. Calm it down with the numbers.
Over here trying to do arithmetic. But yeah, football for sure all day today. 4 o'clock on. It's back, Em.
It's glorious.
Feels so magical. And then we got Kaleo tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's right. God. Yes, tomorrow's
Friday.
And then
a weekend of football because we got games Saturday and Sunday.
You know, that's not too bad.
Kind of like how this is shaping up.
Not too shabby.
Up ahead, we've got news and sports.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds
like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rock and Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You're tuned into the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking us. Emma.
Morning.
Still to come, we got your teas. Also on the way this morning, we have more Warped Tour tickets for Saturday. And we have another guest list spot for Kaleo, the sold-out Kaleo show tomorrow night at Hi-Fi Music Hall. Right now, we got news and sports. An allegedly notorious con man has been caught in the act in Eugene. His name is Carlo Di Maria, formerly known as Fred Brito.
Oh, I heard about this morning.
Yeah, Di Maria was a general manager at the Downtown Athletic Club. The club recently sent a message to members saying that they fired Di Maria for lying about his resume. Eugene police said Di Maria was recently pulled over for a traffic stop, but the officer became suspicious of his identity and discovered that Di Maria legally changed his name. L.A. blogger David Marklin said he's been following Brito for years. Marklin said Di Maria is a convicted felon and an admitted con man with prior identities that include a priest and high executive positions with large groups and universities.
Unbelievable. Con man caught.
Yeah, this dude's over here trying to pull a catch me if you can.
Man, that is...
Gotcha, bitch!
That's crazy. Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is insane. I couldn't believe that.
It's like, super bizarre. What, right here, Eugene. Okay. Oh, right.
Wonder how many there are.
Yeah. And of all the things to, like, pick to be a... Why a priest? Can't have sex. Got to stay in the church the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like it'd be a fun thing to... Con around as.
Con around as. Yeah, well, maybe he was trying to lay low extra then. So he figures a priest.
Trying to get extra off the grid.
Yeah, so maybe he figures people would be less likely to notice a priest. And then he got a job downtown at the DAC, apparently.
Yeah, man. Now, in all fairness, if I had a last name like Brito, and somebody can refer to me as Brito, I'd probably change my name, too. Don't know that I'd con anybody due to it, but...
It seems like the go-to would be, you know, like...
Brito!
Yeah, Chipotle or something.
You know what I mean?
You could be like, see, it makes sense, right? They're like, well, we don't question him. He's obviously got it in his name.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Oreo's been cranking out new flavors like crazy the past few years, and while some of them have been weird, this might be the weirdest.
Tell me it's not pumpkin spice.
The newest flavor is not pumpkin spice. It's Swedish Fish Oreos.
Gross.
Right? At least it sounds gross in concept.
Like the gummies?
Yes. The only Swedish fish I know. Unless there's fish in Sweden.
Unless there's...
I don't know how that works over there. Never been.
Unless there's a strain of fish we don't know about. And if that's the case, Oreo certainly jumped the shark.
A little bit.
So to speak.
Pun intended.
But you know what I mean.
I do.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Gross.
I mean, it's... It looks like they took the Swedish fish and, like, turned it into a circle patty and smacked it in between two chocolate Oreo wafers.
Put it on a train track.
Yeah.
Flattened it up.
It's an interesting looking cookie, that is for sure.
Does it look like the gummy is... Do you have it pulled up right there?
It's just in the wrapping.
Oh.
Like, it's the picture of the Oreo packaging. So it doesn't show you a whole lot. It shows you the Swedish fish... With an Oreo sitting in front of it with the Swedish fish in the middle.
I am not down with that at all. That sounds gross.
Now, they say it's cream, but it honestly looks to me like the actual gummy Swedish fish. Like, the texture and the color looks to me just like Swedish fish.
I have never really... I love gummies, but Swedish fish, it's never been my thing.
Swedish fish, I grew up on those.
What do they taste like?
Fire.
Are they?
I don't know how to describe it, but it's delicious.
It's not like a cherry or something specific like that?
Maybe cherry would probably be a close way to describe it. I don't know how to say what it tastes like. I just know it tastes good.
Will you try one of these?
Probably not. But I've been... even my mom might try these. I doubt it, though.
The
whole weight loss thing.
The cookie still chocolate, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we used to have a penny candy store in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And we literally... would get like 10 cents as a kid, and we'd think we're balling because we're going into the penny candy store and we're coming out with a S ton of candy because it's literally a penny per piece.
I remember the penny candies, man.
Yeah, man. And Swedish fish, that was my mom's favorite candy, so she would always get a bunch of those, and then the kids would get whatever, and we'd, you know, trade a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
I discovered a love for Swedish fish.
Well, maybe if your mom tries it, she can tell us all about it.
That would be interesting.
I'm not going anywhere near those. Again, purist. I like my Oreos straight, just... regular Oreos.
Now, they've already started showing up in Kroger grocery stores this week, so...
Huh.
They're out and about.
All right. Well, if anyone tries them, call us because I am curious.
Yeah, if you see them, man, let us know.
Well, I'm also curious as to why the hell you eat creepy, gross stuff. But I've got a lot of questions for you.
And we need answers.
We do.
Michael Phelps, kind of a big deal. Not only does he hold the record for most Olympic gold medals with 21 and the most medals overall with 25, but today he may very well break a record that stood for 2,168 years.
Really?
When Phelps won the men's 200-meter butterfly the other night, he earned his 12th individual gold medal, which tied a all-time Olympic record set by Leonidas of Rhodes in 152 B.C. In four straight Olympiads, Leonidas won three events, a sprint called Stadion, a longer run called the Dialis, and a race done while wearing armor called the Hoplite Race. Now, Phelps has two chances to beat that record.
Is he going to wear armor?
I don't think so.
In the pool.
Yeah, very.
Rust. Yeah, I was just going to say you have a lot of rusting problems.
He's got the 200-meter individual medley later today and the 100-meter butterfly tomorrow. So he's got two opportunities to break a record that is almost 2,200 years old.
He makes watching swimming fun, that's for sure.
Think about the celebration joint.
Oh, dude. He's got to come to Oregon. He's got to do it right.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on, Michael Phelps. I'll have you celebrate. You know that's the first thing that, well, maybe not the first thing. He's probably thanking his family.
Right.
You know, friends,
and then
like
finding
that.
The hugest cigar he can and then unrolling it and then rolling it.
You got a victory blunt like that. You have to.
You know he's got a crowd of friends just ready for him. Just keeping things ready for him.
Speaking of his medal count, he's actually got more hardware than 91 countries by himself.
Man.
More medals than 91 countries, including Portugal, Peru, Singapore, and Serbia.
Oh, my God. That really puts it into perspective.
Man, Michael Phelps out here just beasting on everybody.
Really, we didn't have to send anyone over there except for him.
Yeah.
One man record group.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
It's about 7:15.
That was your throwback Thursday double whammy wake-up call in honor, of course, of Warped Tour all week. I've been playing bands who will be there. Pat Benatar hit me with Your Best Shot. That was first into Good Charlotte 1979, because it's called 1979, so that's kind of throwing it back. I tried.
I mean,
it's a stretch.
You
I know.
Really?
But I threw it to Pat Benatar first.
There you go.
So it's legit. Anyway, good morning, wake up.
That gets you the qualifier for the throwback.
Yeah.
684-0979. Right now, we've got Warped Tour tickets. We're going to grab caller 3.
Come on,
just
Kyle.
Just so that way Kyle knows how this works. He wanted to be caller 1. It's like, look, we want caller 3 for Warped Tour.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we do the quick
first come, first serve.
Yeah, but this time we got to be careful with
684-0979.
And if you're not caller 3, just call right back.
Yeah.
Caller 1, call right back.
Call right back, no, so I can tell you you're caller 2.
No one
and
is.
And call right back again so I can tell you you're caller 3.
Dude, no one's competing with you guys right now.
Kyle, these Warped Tour tickets are waiting for you to grab. You just got. Oh, there we go. A couple calls.
You
okay.
Too. Okay, caller 3, ready?
Yeah. NRQ, who's this?
Issa.
Issa, what's going on?
Not much. Just driving to work.
Just driving to work? Where you work?
At Riverbend Hospital.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to the medical community at Riverbend. What's
absolutely
happening out there?
Yeah.
So you trying to go to Warped Tour this weekend?
I am trying to.
Are you?
Good luck with that.
Are you absolutely going to be able to use these tickets if me and Em hook you up this morning?
Yes.
What do you think, Em?
Well, she seems like she wants to use them.
And she
does.
Works,
yeah, she works at the
saving
hospital.
Saving lives and things.
Right. Well, it depends. Do you? What do you do at the hospital?
That was.
I work in surgical services at the hospital.
Okay, that counts.
Yes.
That counts.
Saving lives, yay! Em, like I said.
She could be a part of the much needed and appreciated janitorial service.
She could be. Was she still saving
lives?
I'm
not a janitor. But I would still
not that
count if I
wrong
were.
Because
we all matter.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well,
well congratulations.
On,
we'll get you hooked up this morning. You're going to check out
awesome.
Warped Tour. We'll just grab your info from you in a second, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up, we do still have Kaleo guest list spot. A single Kaleo guest list spot for your sold-out show tomorrow night at Hi-Fi. It's going to be so magical. Cannot wait. What you got coming up in the sleaze?
I got to fill you in terms of the Rock Vin Diesel beef. It continues. Latest on Lamar, and this time it's not awful. And I have a funny story that's related to Mrs. Doubtfire, and I can't wait. Also, some real violence on the set of Criminal Minds. See if I can get to that.
Is that right? I thought Criminal Minds was done. What did...
No, it's not actually. It's still...
maybe it should be.
Still getting a lot of viewers, so... Maybe it should be.
I mean, I've been watching it the last couple of years. It's like, Hotch, what's happening? Come on, man, get it together. Well, I'd rather see you back with Dharma.
You might be interested in this story, then.
Right?
You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rock, and that would be Emma.
What's up?
What's happening, man? And coming up, top of the 8 o'clock hour, we've got a Kaleo guest list spot. 18-year-old Malia Obama was living it up at Lollapalooza last month, and she probably got a little too wild. She allegedly flashed her booty, did some twerking, and maybe smoked a joint.
So she was acting like an 18-year-old at Lollapalooza, huh?
That's what it sounds like, Em.
Breaking news.
Where's Wolf Blitzer and his countdown clock when you need him?
No kidding.
A so-called eyewitness saw Malia taking a hit from a joint. During a Bryson Tiller set. Isn't he country?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm.
What's he doing at Lollapalooza?
I think they splash in some other acts. Yeah.
She says, quote, not Malia, but the eyewitness, you could smell the marijuana smoke.
Yeah, you're at Lollapalooza.
I saw some young guy hand her a cigarette, and she took at least one hit on it.
What's up with this person?
She like, had pull. If you guys can pull up the video,
I'm gonna rat her out.
The chick looks like she's trying to be Kylie Jenner or something. To talk the way she's talking is so humorous.
Where do I find this?
The easiest way to find it would probably be to search for Radar Online Malia Obama smoking pot or smoking weed, smoking joint, something like that. But I found the video on Radar, so because this chick sold the video to Radar.
Yeah, I know. Like, what the hell is that about? That's, people are just, like, leave her alone. Let her have fun.
I just find it humorous that the chick that's dropping a dime on her looks like a chick that, had that not been Malia Obama, she probably would have been trying to smoke right alongside of her.
Yeah, I find that really annoying.
She very clearly, to me, looks like she is some kind of party queen herself. Look at she's sticking her tongue all out in the video and whatnot, trying to look cute, and it's like, really? You should put the tongue back in your face. It looks disturbing.
I don't think I'm looking at the same thing you are.
Well, you could also find it on the prep site, super quick and easy, too.
Yeah, that's me, super quick.
You don't do anything
I
super
should have
quick.
Just tried that one first.
Yeah, probably the best source. You just click on the word that's all highlighted blue that says video.
Yeah, that whole link thing.
Yeah.
Was it obvious it was a joint, or it sounded like it could have been a cigarette, too?
Let me pull up the video again. It looked pretty obvious to me. Oh, it's on YouTube, too. If you want to search for it, the title is Malia Obama Smoking Weed in Lollapalooza. And that is right on YouTube. It does look very much like a joint, especially the way she's holding it, but it could be a cigarette because she's got her two fingers, the way she's got it wrapped around it. A, she's smoking it just like Obama would.
Well,
like just the way he holds his cigarettes and stuff. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I could just...
And that's the thing. He's been open and honest about his college days. There's no sound on this.
Yeah.
Is there supposed to be? Okay, I see. She doesn't even look like she's smoking.
You got to look at the freeze frame. You can see it put her in her mouth, and then you can see the smoke come out. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even... You can't tell for sure that it's a joint, but it does kind of look like it. And I'm not tripping. The chick's 18.
Yeah.
She's at Lollapalooza.
She's been locked in the White House for 8 years with Secret Service around her. She finally just got old enough to have some fun. Who cares? You know what I mean? I think we're on the same page.
If her parents ain't tripping about it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, mind your business. That girl just drives me crazy. Like, what are you doing? Especially because you're at Lollapalooza. That's what you're doing? Like... Have fun.
Man. And to be fair, too, marijuana should be consumed by adults ages 21 and up, man.
Hey, I'm not her parents.
Recreational users, 18 and up for medical users.
I find it strange as well, if you are close enough to the president's daughter, why is that your move? Like, let's get her. I'm going to film her doing something fun.
I know exactly what the move was, and it was a whole lot of money motivation, in my opinion.
Well, absolutely. That's why she turned around and put a price tag on it, but I find that shameless.
Yeah, to me, it's much ado about nothing, but this chick, it's unclear how much Radar paid her for the video, but it's making the rounds all over the news today, so I figured I'd bring that up and see how you felt about it. Kind of already knew, though.
Yeah. You know it's more of a, you know.
Whatevs. Let's do sports. The U.S. won 6 more medals at the Olympics yesterday, including 2 gold. So we are still leading overall and also still leading in gold medals with 11. But now we're just one ahead of China. Here are the standings as we go into day 6. 32 medals for the U.S. coming in at number 1. We got 11 gold, 11 silver, and 10 bronze. China, number 2, with 23 medals, 10 gold, 5 silver, 8 bronze. Japan's got 18 medals, still number 3, 6 gold, 1 silver, and 11 bronze. And rounding out the top 5, we still have Russia and Australia, 4 and 5, respectively.
Nice.
First gold medal we picked up was in cycling. Kristen Armstrong won her 3rd straight gold in the women's individual time trial. And after she crossed the finish line, she had to lay on the ground in the fetal position, but she's okay. She happens to be turning 43 today.
Wow.
So people online joked that she needed a nap. Of course they did. Also, the women's 4x200 meter freestyle relay won gold in the pool, anchored by Katie Ledecky, which there is a interesting picture that's making its way around the internets of a 9-year-old Katie Ledecky getting an autograph from one Michael Phelps.
Oh, very cool. If we could go back to the video now that you brought it up. Are we going to forget about the W disasters, the two Bush kids? What's her name? Jenna and what? Barbara? Is that the name?
Barbara and Jenna does seem right.
Yeah.
What did they do?
They were up to all sorts of crap in the White House. Oh, yeah. They were double trouble.
I believe it.
Pictures out, them partying, doing whatever. So that's kind of... This doesn't seem worse to me.
I love what Harold and Kumar did in Escape from Guantanamo Bay with George Bush.
Damn it.
That's like the best George Bush ever. I would love to hang out with that George Bush.
I did not see that.
It's so funny.
Is it?
It's one of... it's better than the Christmas movie that they did.
Okay.
The Harold and Kumar Find Christmas in 3D or whatever that monstrosity was called.
Yeah.
Did not need to be a trilogy, but... not as funny as Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, but still very funny. Especially their interactions with... I can't even remember who played it. It's not Josh Brolin, because he played W in the actual movie W.
It was good.
Super good. But it's definitely worth watching. It's on Netflix, too, so check that
nice
out.
And score.
Watch a very comedic version of George W. Bush.
Okay.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Here's Emma.
All right. This beef is getting interesting. The Rock and Vin Diesel beef continues. It seems at least part of the crew has chosen sides in the Fast 8 feud between The Rock and Vin Diesel. The Rock wins, hands down, which makes sense because he's never not been a nice guy. Does that make sense? He's proven to be a stand-up guy. And I can't think of a time that he didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only time I've ever seen Vin Diesel remotely be nice and genuine is when Paul Walker died.
Yeah, and The Rock. So I'm leaning towards believing The Rock. Production sources tell TMZ The Rock has been upset with Vin's work ethic for a long time, and he's not alone. Members of the crew said Vin was often 30 minutes to an hour late to shoot scenes, and it wasn't because he was late to the set. He was simply in the trailer and wouldn't come out like Lohan. She'd always do that. I'm in my trailer. Yeah, we need you out here.
You got a job to do.
TMZ was told Vin didn't like Monday 7 a.m. calls, so production was forced to make the start time 10 a.m. to accommodate him. And the crew felt Vin's arrogance was out of control, especially because this time he's got the producer title. He wouldn't listen to anyone and would goad people, including The Rock, by criticizing their acting. The crew has a vastly different view of The Rock. They say he's the ultimate professional who is always on time and always nails his scenes. They also say he's easy to work with, which all makes sense. Vin and Rock have been clashing for a long time, and it came to a head Monday when Rock exploded on social media calling out his male co-stars, but now we know it's Vin, for being unprofessional and, quote, a candy ass. And as I told you, Vin confronted Rock Tuesday in Rock's trailer, but their issue remains unresolved. And remember yesterday when The Rock said, when you're watching the movie and I seem like I'm boiling pissed, that's not acting, that's real. So I kind of want to see that. Well, you know what? Maybe Vin Diesel's a genius, and he's trying to help The Rock with method acting. Maybe if I really piss him off and just totally disrespect him, I'll get his best performance.
That is an optimistic approach.
Yesterday, The Rock posted a video showing him as the undisputed king of the set on Fast 8 with Vin Diesel. Nowhere in sight. They waited till he was gone. And here's The Rock with his crew.
On the set of Fast and Furious, I mean, we promise the most amazing prison scene of all prison scenes. There is no greatness ever achieved alone. I couldn't have done it without this incredible group. The JJ, who I've known for 15 years since I started in this business, has been amazing. And his stunt team, and to quote JJ, it's an amalgamation of the greatest murderers on the planet. JJ, take it away.
Stunt, you ready?
So then they start doing this chant that kind of reminded me of the Marines, but it's about the jail scene. He's in an orange jumpsuit surrounded by other orange jumpsuits. You can tell they just finished filming some sort of jail scene.
Yeah, but it's not the greatest ever. That belongs to Cage Teeth.
Well, you can take that up with The Rock.
Oh, I will.
Dude,
Rock
Rock. Stop using my name. Hey, The Rock. It's Rock.
I'd appreciate it if you clarify your statements. Maybe you should go back and watch Cage Teeth. Greatest jail movie, adult viewing only, though.
He's like, I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, you know who it is, Dwayne.
Latest on Lamar, one step at a time. Lamar Odom is trying to get back on track after making headlines last month for getting kicked off a Delta Airlines flight, throwing up and stuff. The athlete's trainer, O'Neal Price, says that the Lamar Odom is sober and shaping up by working out. Quote, from what I know, he's not drinking because right now he's focused on, and that is a state of mind I have him in right now, he said. He's the owner and founder of Real Deal Fitness Gym. I have been letting him know that this is going to be a rough road and a hard road, and one thing he has to do to make sure he's not partying and drinking all that stuff because it's really tough on your body. So right now, he has been drinking his water, staying low-key, and pretty much staying out of sight. All of the negative stuff he's avoiding.
Mm.
Price said, including the Kardashians.
As he should.
Which, look at that timing. The second Khloe's like, I am not supporting you anymore. He's like, okay, then I'll get better. Because you were driving me to drink. Price says that he and his family friend offered to train Lamar. I reached out to him, he said, and we've been friends for a long time. He really wants to get his life back together. He's really trying hard, and that is what we're working on right now, keeping his mental state high. Dude, that was the problem in the first place. Hopefully not too high. Did you hear that?
I did.
No, okay.
That was...
Are you with me?
Borderline too soon.
He's the one that said it. He said he's really trying, and that is what we're working on right now, keeping his mental state high, end quote.
But the two high thing, it's like, I just feel like, well played, Em.
It fits, though.
Kind of.
I mean, I
like Lamar. I don't think it's
too soon unless he passed away. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Otherwise.
I want to see him clean. I want to see him not high anymore.
I just want to call this trainer and say, you know that was the problem, right? As previously reported, Odom was hospitalized for several months after overdosing in a Nevada brothel in October 2015. But like I said, Khloe's nowhere in sight. And now all of
monkey
a sudden,
off the back.
There you go. This is so funny. Caitlyn Jenner almost pulled a Mrs. Doubtfire 8 years before Mrs. Doubtfire even existed. Hello! That's all I can hear him saying. Back in 1981, Bruce Jenner married his second wife, Linda Thompson. But in 1985, he had told her the truth, that he felt like a woman trapped in a man's body. In her new book, A Little Thing Called Life, Linda says Bruce was considering going to another country like Denmark to have a sex change. And then she said, what about the kids? This is his plan. She says, quote, he thought maybe he would re-enter their lives as a female relative.
Mm.
He was grasping for a lifeline. As devastated as I was, my heart bled for Bruce. There's no word how Bruce's disappearance was going to be explained. Like, hey, where's Dad? I don't know, but did you meet your new aunt? Hello!
It could also be like a Big Mama's House situation, because that's what went down in Big Mama's House.
Mrs. Doubtfire came out in 1993, and like I said, this was back in 1981, or 85, I guess. At the time, Bruce had four kids, a son named Bert, a daughter named Casey from his first marriage, and sons Brandon and, hello, Brody, with Linda. Brody. Okay, real violence on the set of Criminal Minds. Sorta. Thomas Gibson, he's the lead guy.
He's Greg from Dharma and Greg.
Okay. Has been suspended from the hit television series Criminal Minds after losing it on a writer, kicking him in the leg.
To be fair, the writing on the show has drastically been terrible over the last couple years, so I can see his frustration.
And maybe he was method acting. We don't
know. Could have been. trying to get the scene right.
Right?
The tone.
The actor was directing and acting in a scene a few weeks back when he got a creative dispute with one of the writers. The argument escalated and Thomas exploded in anger, kicking the writer in the leg. I'll show you. Bam. Sounds like a...
I'll teach you a thing or two. Give me that shin.
Sounds like a fifth grader fight. I guess the writer was not about to let it go. He called his agent, who then called CBS Honchos. At that point, the network had to take action and suspended Thomas. It's unclear for how long, but he's been gone for 2 weeks. Thomas claimed he kicked the writer in retaliation after the writer became aggressive.
Microaggressions will get you into a jam or two.
I don't like the way you're writing or looking at me. I'm going to kick you.
I've got a lazy eye.
I'm going to kick you right in the shin. Well, move it
Fix
over
it.
There. Turn your head so they're both not looking at me.
It's the KNRQ Morning Show.
It could be perceived as borderline embarrassing.
Completely and totally.
They don't really seem to know what they're doing.
Stupid!
Call now at 684-0979.
Everyone's doing it.
Rockin' Emma.
Oh, come on! So outrageous.
You're listening to the KNRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. It's Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. I'm rocking. That's Emma.
What's up?
684-0979. Give us a call right now if you want to check out Kaleo tomorrow night at the Hi-Fi Music Hall. It is a sold-out show, all ages. It's going down at the Hi-Fi Music Hall. We've got a game of real or fake. If you can beat us, you will score a guest list spot for Kaleo's sold-out show tomorrow night.
And now, Eugene's favorite game show. Real?
By the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
Or fake?
Let me tell you something. You're a liar.
We'll give you the stupidest laws we can find or think of, and you tell us if it's real or fake.
That was easy.
Call now at 684-0979. And now let's go to your real or fake hosts, Rock and Emma.
All right, be away from your phone. No cussing. Respond when we talk to you. And good luck to everybody. 2 out of 3 is what you need to get this guest list spot for Kaleo tomorrow night. Let's head to the lines. Grab us contestant number one. NRQ, who's this?
Hey, this is Alex.
What's happening, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What are you up to?
Just on my way to work.
Have you played this game yet with us?
I have not played this one, but I've heard it multiple times.
Okay, cool. Awesome. You just got to get 2 out of 3.
All right.
Excellent.
We're going to start in Kansas, Alex.
Okay.
In Kansas, it is illegal to use a lasso to catch a fish, real or fake?
Real.
That's actually fake, but don't worry. You got another couple of shots.
It's okay. Yes, we can do it. All right.
We'll try again.
All right. It's okay, Alex. I feel good about this. In Kansas, skunks may not be carried into the state. Real or fake? Skunks may not be carried into the state.
That one's got to be real.
Oh, it's fake. Alex tries back, though. Tries back. NRQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Veronica.
How are you doing this morning, Veronica?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, and I'll be doing better if we can hook you up with a Kaleo guest list spot.
He doesn't care, Veronica. Just kidding.
Oh, shots fired. All right, Veronica, in the state of Oregon, a door on a car may not be left open longer than is necessary. Real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Congratulations. It is real.
One down, Veronica. One to go, unless you get it wrong. All right. In Oregon, it is illegal to whisper dirty things in your lover's ear during sex. It is illegal to whisper dirty things in your lover's ear during sex.
I'm going to say false.
Oh, that is real, believe it or not.
Ooh, but you have one more.
You got another shot.
All right. Yeah.
In Oregon, ice cream may not be eaten on Sundays, real or fake.
I'm going to say fake.
Oh, it is real, believe it or
man.
Not. Try
who's
us back,
that?
Though, Veronica.
Cool.
Try us back.
All right, here we go.
NRQ, who's this? NRQ, goodbye. Nope. NRQ, who's this?
This is Angela.
How are you doing this morning, Angela?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well.
Angela, it sounds like you're hiding at work. Is that what's happening?
Perhaps.
I like it. It'll be our secret.
Yeah, M's got your, we won't tell anyone.
Except everyone. M's got your first law.
Okay, here we go, Angela. In Nevada, one may not drink in a bar between 2 and 6 a.m. Real or fake?
Fake.
Good job.
Got it.
You got another opportunity here. So you've got one down and one to go in Kansas. It is illegal to place tax on a highway in Kansas. It is illegal to place tax on a highway. Real or fake?
Real.
That is fake, but you got another shot. You got one right, one wrong.
I lived in Kansas. That's
true. let's see. How about Kansas again? Tattooing a minor is a misdemeanor. Real or fake?
Real.
Oh, it's fake.
Damn, we are.
Try us back.
We're on fire, right?
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, here we go.
NRQ, who's this?
Hey, this is Alex again.
All right, let's see if we can knock this out, Alex.
Come on, Alex.
Excellent. We'll give it a shot.
All right. In Oregon, roadkill may be taken home for supper in the state of Oregon. Real or fake?
Fake.
Congratulations. Okay. You got one right.
And thank
Let's
God.
Let's do this, Alex.
Too.
Yes, thank God indeed.
Okay, Alex, here we go. Also in Oregon, let's see here. Whistling underwater is prohibited.
Real.
Oh, that's fake. But you still have one right, so you've got another shot here.
All right.
I'm going to give you probably one of the easiest and dumbest laws in the state of Oregon.
Well,
drivers may not pump their own gas in the state of Oregon, real or fake?
Real.
Congratulations, Alex. You're checking out Kaleo at the Hi-Fi Music Hall sold-out show tomorrow night.
That was
awesome.
Yeah, no problem.
Man, easy layup. We got you covered, man. We'll get you on that guest list, and you just got to hold on the line, and we'll grab your information for you.
Excellent. Thanks.
We've got more guest list spots tomorrow. At least one. Maybe if Al's kind enough, we will have two. But we should have one final guest list spot at least tomorrow morning on the NRQ Morning Show. Up ahead, we've got your music news. And we've got news and sports next.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
There's a 49-year-old guy named Randy Riddle in Sebastian, Florida, and he was just legally banned from getting pizza delivery. Apparently, Randy has a serious history of harassing pizza delivery places.
He's been cut off.
He ordered more than $650 worth of pizzas during a three-week stretch in June, but refused to pay for any of it.
What?
Sent them to fake addresses or tried to return them for being, quote, gross.
And this is just what he does?
This is what he does.
Okay.
Randy gets bored and decides to play with pizza places.
Play tricks on pizza places.
Eventually, he was arrested for making harassing phone calls and petty theft.
Oh, my God.
He got sentenced with probation, and a condition of his probation is that he is not able to call pizza places anymore or have them deliver pizzas to him anymore.
That's
And this is not just for the length of his probation. This, apparently, according to Treasure Coast Palm, is a life sentence.
It sounds like they're grounding him.
Right?
Yeah. You cannot order pizza anymore. Bottom line.
You know Randy's the type of guy that's going to test your stamina and see if you're for real about this. Randy wants to find out.
Go to your room and think about what you've done.
Randy's like, cool, I'll go to my room and order a bunch of pizzas. Bet you ain't going to do nothing about it.
In the meantime, all the pizza places around have now had caller ID installed.
Oh, man, that is some serious punishment in the American justice system right there.
Good old Florida.
You're on timeout from ordering pizzas for life.
Badass.
Let's do sports.
Yep.
LSU running back Leonard Fournette, a Heisman Trophy favorite, was involved in a street fight with one of his teammates, but LSU says it was just innocent horseplay. It all went down Tuesday outside Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge when Fournette squared up against offensive lineman Garrett Brumfield. And in the video, which of course TMZ Sports is able to get their hands on, the two men were throwing some pretty heavy haymakers at each other, and it appears that they were trying to cause harm and bodily damage to each other.
That usually is the objective, right? Or I guess the end game of a fight.
But LSU Associate Athletic Director of Communications Michael Bennett told TMZ Sports that the team has spoken to both players and they've determined it was all an intense game of slap boxing.
Really?
I mean, I've done my fair share of slap boxing growing up, but that looked like y'all was trying to box.
You're saying
they were close-fisted.
Close fist, not an open hand.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's not a slap at all.
he says, quote, a game where they basically have to touch the other person twice. That's not how slap boxing works either. Must have clearly went to it. I mean, technically, I guess you do tag them up twice. You just slap them real quick, but.
Well, I guess that's the only thing they could come up with.
Nah,
or like, hey, that's just how they play.
The clip definitely does tell a different story, especially when you see the power behind one of the overhand rights that Fournette throws.
I bet.
It looked like a lot more than slap boxing, for sure.
Just a slap fight, guys. We had a tickle fight yesterday.
And then he actually, Fournette went and apologized today, released a, I guess you could call it a statement, maybe.
Okay.
Where he says, quote, I would like to apologize to everyone, but we were not fighting, just slap boxing.
I would like to apologize, but.
Again, I would like to apologize to everyone again. That's a lot of agains in there. I want you to know that, Mr. Fournette.
I'd like to apologize. I'd like to. However, it'd be great if I could apologize, but I'm not going to.
No word from LSU yet on if either player will be facing any kind of disciplinary actions. But as we get ready for college football season, I highly doubt that. Mm-hmm. Especially if they're like, nope, everything's good. They were just slap boxing. We're not worried.
It's our favorite game.
We do it all the time. Y'all just happen to see it this
once.
It's
like a locker room thing.
It's what we do.
You're welcome.
Up next, we got your music news. Also on the way, we've got some pretty decent music, like some new 21 Pilots, maybe.
I'm going to throw that in. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. I love that song.
Yeah, that Heathens thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Suicide Squad soundtrack will be the number one album in the country.
I believe that for sure. Yeah.
It has to be, right?
I see that happening.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Phil Collins will perform at the U.S. Open. He's only performing one song in the air tonight. And it's part of an opening night ceremony that's celebrating a new retractable roof over Arthur Ashe Stadium. So in the air tonight, I suppose, fits. It's a big deal because it's Phil's first major performance in 6 years. Although he did perform at a fundraiser back in March, he ended his retirement last fall and has a memoir and a new greatest hits album on the way.
So is that right?
Phil Collins is back, baby. Well, this is gross. Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker somehow lost a chunk of his finger during a show in Ohio this week. He didn't say how he did it, but he posted a very gross photo on Instagram. If you get queasy when you see stuff like this, don't look at it. And then he casually addressed the injury. There's also a photo of the blood splatter on his snare drum. So there's that. It looks like a crime scene. Naturally, Travis isn't planning on taking any shows off, so that should be interesting, drumming with a finger with a chunk out of it.
Yeah, good luck to you on that.
I love him. Taylor Lautner did a Facebook live chat Scream Queens this week, and during it, Lea Michele asked him about the rumor that Taylor Swift's Back to December is about him. And he said, quote, "That's what she does, ... She writes songs," end quote. Even though he confirmed it, he didn't seem to want to talk about it. They dated back in 2009, and the song was on her 2010 album, Speak Now.
Hmm.
To be fair, it could be about a number of exes. But
really good.
Ed Sheeran is now facing two copyright infringement lawsuits. Now it's time to play, is that the same song? Twice. First off, he's fighting a claim that his song Thinking Out Loud rips off Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Ed Townsend is the guy who co-wrote the song with Marvin, and his heirs are the ones suing for copyright infringement. So let's start this game. Of course, we all know Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, right?
If you don't know this,
you've heard it. You have.
You had to have.
Yeah. So soak this in for a little bit. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And this is the beginning of Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
One and the same.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
And then this is later in Marvin Gaye's. Let's get it on. Going into the chorus. And then this is Thinking Out Loud.
Darling, I
going into the chorus.
Will be loving you till 70.
So what do you think?
Same.
Yeah, it's very similar. And a while back, two men claimed Ed's song Photograph rips off their song Amazing, which came out in 2009, 6 years before Photograph. Amazing was performed by Matt Cardle, the winner of 2010 season of The X Factor. So here's the comparison there. Let's see here. And again, I apologize. I'm so mad at Ed Sheeran for making me look up these songs and listening to them. Okay, here's that. Let's see here. Amazing.
I had to look inside this fragile heart of mine.
It's so slow and boring.
Find exactly what it was you saw.
Oh my God.
I had to put myself.
I almost can't stand it.
Back in the firing line.
All right, here's the beginning of Photograph by Ed Sheeran. It certainly doesn't sound as similar as the Marvin Gaye one, but here's later.
How did you find me? It came out of nowhere like lightning. It's kind of...
And then this is about the same amount of time into Ed Sheeran's song.
When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes.
Oh, you know what's hard doing this, Ed Sheeran. Sorry, not a fan. I didn't hear as much of a similarity. Yeah, I feel like that one's a little bit of a stretch, but if you disagree, let us know.
I still,
Thinking Out Loud and Let's Get It On sounds very similar.
I still think the whole notion of, did they rip this on? I don't think that these people are... We just live in an age now where everybody is influenced by everything. You know what I mean? It may have been purely accidental that they sound so similar. He doesn't seem like the type of guy that would intentionally go out and rip somebody off.
Yeah. As much as I don't put him on in my Jeep and turn it up, he's a very talented guy.
Yeah.
And it definitely doesn't seem like something he would do purposely. So
yeah, it happens all the time, man. It's just osmosis. You hear things, you see things, and you naturally soak them in and they influence you.
He probably loves that song.
Yeah.
All right. Coldplay offered up a cover of The Boss, Bruce Springsteen's classic track, The Streets of Philadelphia, during their recent show in that city. The show took place at Lincoln Financial Field in the city of Brotherly Love. And the cover marked the most recent in a string of tributes put on by Chris Martin and company during a recent UK show. The band also gave a tribute performance to the late UK indie band Viola Beach. They were tragically killed in a road accident. So that's pretty sad. We didn't hear much about that. They're not in our little bubble, but that's very sad. All of them passed away.
Yeah, man.
And that's your music news.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7.
103.7
KNRQ.
Fourth and final hour on this Thursday morning. Still to come, we got new Beck, we got new politics, and we've got the latest from Panic at the Disco. Right now, we've got a dumbass of the day.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
I don't know about you, but anytime I've ever seen anybody with a tattoo that says no regrets, I make it a point to let them know at some point in their life they'll probably regret that.
Especially if it's spelled wrong, like in We're the Millers.
Oh, man.
Really? No regrets? Not even one letter?
That was dynamite dropping right there.
I love that.
A woman with no regrets tattooed on her neck went into a 7-Eleven in Powdersville, South Carolina in the middle of the night on Tuesday and told the clerk she had a pistol and wanted some cash.
And she will not regret it. Nothing about this is something she's going to look back
not
on
at
regret.
All.
She feels good about this.
After the clerk gave her the money out of the register, the woman completely abandoned her life philosophy of no regrets, because she apparently did have some regrets and began to apologize profusely for robbing the place.
Like, right there?
Yeah. I mean, she kept the money and everything.
So she was like, look, I'm really, really sorry.
I gotta
get myself out of some jams.
This is going to go a long way.
I feel...
What is this, like $7? Okay, we got some change here. Oh, yeah. That's a Canadian penny. I can't even... I'm sorry for robbing you, but...
Take one, leave one? No. I just want the cash in the drawer.
How awesome would that be if she actually emptied out the take a penny jar on top of that, the little tray?
I'm really sorry about that, guys. I need some pennies.
So regrets immediately began to transpire. Like I said, she started to apologize, keeps the money.
Uh-huh.
And according to NBC4 Greenville, based on the security footage that they have, and I don't know if it's time lapse or not, but she looks like she's apologizing for a good solid minute.
Spent more time saying sorry than
they robbed the place.
Oh man, I love.
Look,
the
this
idea
is gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. I have to preface what I'm about to say with that. I gotta rob you.
I'll
apologize.
I swear
profusely
to God, it's like Menzel. Like I can just see the cops getting to her. Like, okay, so we understand that you robbed this place. Come with us. I did not at all. They said you apologized. Well, I may have done that. That sounds like me.
I did do that.
Yeah. Also,
but I thought he just kind of was helping me out.
Also, ma'am, your no regrets tattoo shows up perfectly on surveillance.
Speaking of which, really? The cops are still trying to track her down. I get that this happened just a couple of days ago, but you've got very clear and lengthy surveillance footage. You've got the dude who's got working at the 7-Eleven. You got this lady in his face begging for forgiveness and apologizing. I'm sure he could piece together some kind of description. How this lady is still on the lam boggles the mind. How hard is it to find a woman with a very jailhouse-esque no regrets tattoo on her neck?
On her neck. Yeah. I was just going to say, where is it?
On the neck.
No regrets, huh?
Tons of them.
Not even one?
Not even one letter?
Not even one letter?
Sadacus. Warner Miller's is such a good movie,
too. It is. I love that.
Jennifer Aniston. She plays such a good stripper.
She's beautiful.
She is. She's a lovely lady.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry. The name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up. You're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
It is the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rockin' S. Emma.
Morning.
Up next, we got your final countdown. But first, we got your last check on news and sports. And a guy used suction cups to climb outside the Trump Tower in New York yesterday, but cops removed one of the windows and yanked him inside before he made it to the top.
Straight up Mission Impossible.
Yeah, man. As of last night, still not real clear why he did it, but he posted a video 2 days ago where he said that he needed to get Trump's attention so they could talk about, quote, an important matter.
He was trying to get to his meeting.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one way to get there. Who needs the elevator when you got suction cups, Em?
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes I avoid the elevator, you know, to avoid conversation. Maybe he just wanted to get his thoughts together and get up there and talk to Trump.
Elevator etiquette. So many people do not practice it. Turn your effing cell phone off. I don't want to hear your conversation that you're having. I don't care what's going on with your babies at home or the fact you can't find a man. I don't need to know.
But also, when you hang up, don't turn to me and talk about stuff that doesn't matter just because we're in here for 10 seconds.
Yes. I don't know you. Not trying to.
So maybe that was it.
Could have been. Because I can see how frustrating elevator small talk can be.
I actually caught that live while it was happening at my house.
In real time.
Yeah. Had the TV on. I was doing stuff. And I look up and I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, man.
What is happening? And then they yanked him off. Yeah. That was insane.
Wolf had to have a reverse countdown clock to see how long it took to get him inside.
He almost had a heart attack.
Oh, Wolf. There's still, again, no word on what this dude really wanted, if any charges will be pressed or anything like that. As of right now, he just seems to be a Donald Trump super fan who really wanted to see him and or John Barron.
Yeah. Well, he'd probably take either or, I'm sure.
Possibly.
Is John Barron here? Yeah, he's in Trump's office on the phone.
Let's do sports, man. Oregon coach Mark Helfrich's to-do list for fall camp is not very long. It's find his next quarterback to make the most of the Ducks' offense and retool the defense. The quarterback competition among Montana State graduate transfer Dakota Prukop, redshirt freshman Travis Johnson, and freshman Terry Wilson played out in the spring game. It reconvened with mixed early reviews. Should he win the job, Dakota Prukop, who passed for 3,025 yards, 28 TDs with 10 picks for the Bobcats last fall, does not need to channel Vernon Adams Jr., last season's Big Sky import to Eugene for Oregon's loaded offense to soar. No matter who succeeds Vernon Adams, there might not be a better choice this fall than handing off the team and handing off the ball, more specifically, to Royce Freeman. If the 230-pound Heisman Trophy candidate can duplicate last year's performance, which was 1,836 rushing yards to break Michael James' season record at Oregon, the junior will also rewrite James' career mark 5,082 yards before a possible early departure for the NFL. Freeman, who's averaged 19.1 carries over 28 games, says it's all about durability now. And on the defensive side of the ball, Helfrich said new coordinator Brady Hoke will tinker around with his 4-3 scheme for another 2 weeks before locking in on personnel that could include 3 first-year linebackers for the opener.
Cool.
The Ducks gave up a school record 37.5 points, 116th nationally, and 485.3 yards per game, which is 117th nationally in 2015.
Wow.
Not good stats for the Ducks.
Nope, not what we're used to. See you later, Helfrich, please.
Let's see if we can correct the ship. If not, what do you think? This has got to be his last season, right?
They can't keep him on much longer. I mean, Ducks.
He did just do a new deal, though.
We're winners.
We do like to win.
Mm-hmm. So
if you ain't first or last.
He's got to get it together, that's for sure.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
We'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rock and Emma in the Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. Final countdown on this Thursday morning, Friday Eve. What's
good
going on
now
there, Al Scott?
Oh, hold on. I'm all tangled up. Wow, you are. What is going
Holy
on over there?
Holy crap. It's a twister.
What did you do?
It is a twister.
Holy moly.
Oh,
my God.
Moses, smell the roses.
Oh, finally. I'm plugged in. I'm ready to go. What do you want?
You got your shades on? You should put them down over your eyes.
I should?
Yeah, let's see it. There you go.
Is that better?
Wearing his sunglasses inside. I like it.
Damn, I feel cooler already.
Yeah, you look
is that
good.
Right?
Yeah,
you look
man. Good. How you doing?
It's going to be sunny today. I mean, it's really
yeah,
sunny.
Yeah, wow. So far out, man.
Dirty
hippie.
Oh.
Smell like patchouli.
No, that's not me, but let me tell you, we have somebody in the building here recently who started working here that does wear the patchouli.
Is that right?
And it's not a girl. It's a guy.
Who did we have that just started working here? It's a guy.
I'm gonna write the name down
okay.
for you.
Say the name. But
somebody either wears it or or has it in close proximity to him, and it is all over the building when that person walks through here.
Is yeah, that's okay? Now I know.
I did notice an odor, but I didn't know what it was.
It's patchouli.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't hang around with dirty hippies. I don't know what that's like.
It's been a while since we've had a dirty hippie working for us that wears that. So
I didn't peg him as a dirty hippie.
Well, I didn't either.
Until now.
Until now, when I find out that he is sporting the patchouli, which, look, man, it's not an uncommon scent in the 541 here. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, no. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a surprise, but it did take me a little off. Like, wait, is that from that guy? Oh, I see.
That guy?
Somewhere he's got one of those beaded doors in
nice.
His house.
Ah, the
you
bead
know?
Curtain.
You gotta have one of those.
Hey, here you go.
Something like that. So,
NRQ, who's this?
Hi, it's Danielle Livingston.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
Danielle.
I'm desperately trying to get tickets to Kaleo.
Everybody wants tickets to Kaleo. Oh my
God. Don't they all?
So, did you not? How special are you, Danielle?
Well, I'm getting out for a date night away from my 2-year-old. My husband and I are celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary. And we're really trying to do this awesome show. Whoa.
So the 10-year anniversary kind of snuck up on you. It's something you didn't know about.
Four months ago when the tickets went on sale. 2 weeks ago.
I know how the 10-year can sneak up on you. And anniversary, especially with girls. I know girls rarely pay attention
Ever.
To anniversaries. So
I know
you didn't know about it back then. So it's probably more like...
But you know how it is with a 2-year-old. You don't know if you're actually going to be able to do it until closer to the date.
Absolutely.
So I didn't expect it to sell out.
Yeah.
Well, why would you expect it not to sell out? It's Kaleo.
If you listen to the show, I think I said every day, hey, this is going to sell out. Get your tickets.
I do listen to the show, actually. Right. And,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Danielle.
I'm sorry. I want you to go, too.
I want you to go, too, Danielle. Here's what you do. You tune into the NRQ Morning Show tomorrow with Rock and Emma. They'll have a special giveaway tomorrow.
Okay.
Just for you.
Not just for Danielle. You guys will have a special giveaway
tomorrow.
Well,
she has to call at the right time, but, you
she
know.
She will have to okay. listen for her chance to
All
call
right.
and win.
We'll try and get you hooked up, Danielle. I appreciate you listening. You are special.
Yes.
And happy anniversary.
Right. And happy
Thank
anniversary.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
Danielle on the 10-year anniversary right
Yeah,
there.
Man. Never saw it coming.
I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. Here, my weekend is shaping up to be huge, and thankfully I went to go see my doctor yesterday.
Oh,
Vinny Boombas.
Vinny Boombas. Right. You know my doctor.
Yeah,
Dr. Vinny Boombas.
Greatest
yeah.
crank in town.
I went to my doctor. I said, hey, doc, you know, I can't hear anything. I got this ear infection. He goes, well, turn your headphones up. So I did. And all I got was an earache more. So he finally gave me some pills. I'm on, help me here.
Percocet.
No.
Oxys.
No.
Amoxicillin.
There you go. That's the one.
There you go.
That's the one.
Just an antibiotic.
So I'm on those right now. And I still have, because I went through, I had like 40 some days trying to fight this stupid infection in my head. And I thought, this is going to go away. It's going to go away. Finally, I said, you know what? Got a huge weekend coming up. I'm going to go see my doctor. So I went and saw him, Dr. Vinny Boombas. You know my doctor.
I do.
And
he hooked you up with some pills, huh?
Gave me some pills. So I'm on pills now. I'm going to be ready for the weekend because tomorrow night we got Kaleo.
Yeah.
The night after that, I got to go to Portland for the Warped Tour.
Yes, you do.
Warped Tour barbecue.
So you're going to be missing out on Seether at the Douglas County Fair.
I am going to miss out on Seether, but I'm going to the Warped Tour. And then on Sunday, it's the Congos and AWOL Nation up there at that little spot they got up by OMSI up there.
Your special invite from the good folks at AWOL.
AWOL Nation said, hey, we'd love to have you come up here for our show.
I love AWOL.
Look, just don't be putting your hands on Aaron this time. He told me last time and made him feel uncomfortable.
We hugged it out. We're cool.
Did you?
We did.
All right.
We're good.
Okay.
He and Kenny and I, we hugged it out. We're good. So
tickle fight.
Tickle fight. Yeah.
Awesome.
Maybe a little jousting. What? Some swords.
No.
Wow, he just went way too far.
See, it was cool, and then you just turned it uncool.
Uncool.
And you wonder why no one wants to hang out with you.
There's tickle fight, and then
jousting. It's like, no.
What kind of tickle fights do you get into?
Crap.
Inappropriate ones.
Yeah, no kidding.
Apparently.
So, yeah, I got a huge weekend coming up, and I'll be all drugged up, and I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
So,
me too, for you.
Tomorrow on the show, you guys will have a Kaleo giveaway, and we're going to include in that Kaleo giveaway a spot on the meet and greet to go meet Kaleo. So tomorrow, when you guys do your ticket giveaway, it will come with a meet and greet package.
Dude. Awesome.
So let's try and make sure.
Go ahead.
I'm saying this mostly for the winner out there, not for you guys, that if you win this package, you can partake in the meet and greet. Because Rock and I are just frustrated as hell.
It's such a joke.
Trying to get our winners to show up for our meet and greets. That's why the list is growing. It's the loser list.
Added two more names in the last weekend.
Let's see. Is crazy.
If this is another loser.
NRQ, who's this?
Hey, Rock, this is Randall.
What's happening, Randall?
Hey, listen, I got eight kids. When they get a earache like Al's got, I know he's not a kid.
Well, let's not go that far. Sometimes. Come on, Randall.
Okay, all right, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Anyways, take a hairdryer on warm. And blow it in that ear that's bothering you. That helps the circulation. It cuts down on the pain. It'll get the antibiotics there quicker. He'll get healed up for the weekend.
Really? A hair dryer? Dude, yeah. I don't own a hair dryer.
No, I figured you didn't. Ask somebody that you know that has a hair dryer.
I have a hair dryer, but are you sure, Randall?
you may want to gift it to him, because when you get it back, who knows what it's been through.
Who knows what that's been through. Randall, good call. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Bye. Take care, Randall. Friend of the show, Randall.
Hey, can I borrow your hair dryer?
That sounds so funny.
It does.
I couldn't even say it with a straight face.
And we've got it on tape now. This is great.
I might even have an extra one, too.
Here's the thing. I don't have a hair dryer.
That's crazy talk.
And it's funny because I have had overnight guests before.
Right.
And they have said, hey, can I use your hair dryer? This morning. And I'm going, I'm sorry.
You notice I don't have long locks anymore.
Sorry, miss. There's no hair dryer in my...
Also, what's your name again?
And then what is your name?
Or something or other?
No.
Dude. Yeah, man.
Again.
You know.
Two.
Hey.
Look. So I don't have a hair dryer. Whore? No, Jesus, dude. Hey. Come on, man.
It's from a loving spot. It's right here in my heart.
Oh, tranny whore is the correct.
Shots fired.
As long as you're going to be inappropriate, let's just go off the dock.
Come on, man.
It's a hyphen between there.
Yeah, I like the hyphen.
So I don't have a hairdryer, but I'm going to have the. I'm going to try that. I'll see. But I got the meds now. I'm good. I'll be fine.
Cool.
Awesome. So we got something special on your show today. What are we doing? Logins?
I don't know.
Back to back. I know. Faux pas.
Dude, I got the Head East double live album. Okay.
Nice.
Something special for today. It is
going to be jamming today on my show. Head East double live.
Definitely have to have your shades on for that one.
Get up and enjoy yourself. Saved My Life, I'm Going Down for the Last Time. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
It's going to be riveting.
It's a double disc, huh?
Back-to-back double disc.
Look out, guys.
That's four sides of Live Head East.
That is Afternoons with Al Scott, 3 to 7.
And then listen, one thing we got to finish with here, and I hope you have time for this. I know Rock was going off on his tranny whore thing.
Right, yeah.
And took up a lot of our time. There's a brand new Green Day song.
Oh, bang, yes. Bang.
And I actually downloaded it as I was coming in here, so you should have it in your system, and I think we should play that for the NRQ listener next. I think we should roll that
go
out.
Go into it? Okay,
go
cool.
Go into some new Green Day? Awesome.
I think so. Do you see that there yet? I mean, I just put it in. It's called Bang Bang. It's off the brand new album that'll be coming out the 7th of October called Revolution Radio.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, so fire that off next. New Green Day coming your way, just because I feel that you're special and you deserve it. I was going to wait till my show, but it got here early, so I figured why not bring it into the morning show, right?
That's awesome.
I like it, man.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Welcome. We've got Al Scott coming up at 3. Beefcake getting ready to roll in here next. I will also hit you with the new Green Day tune for your cut of the day later on tonight as I get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Pinfield, and me and Em will talk to you on a very busy Friday morning on the NRQ Morning Show.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why is you happy, mother...
Morning. On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.